Welcome to Defining Roles, a podcast about jobs you may have never heard of. I'm your host, Kate Barrett. Let's explore the possibilities of what's out there so that we can find our perfect role. This week, I wanted to share a quick solo episode on a recent lesson that I've learned that I thought might be interesting or helpful to some of you. I know it was definitely a big perspective shift for me and is something that I would have found very interesting to hear about. So I have been in my new home in Colorado for almost a year, which means that it was time for my lease renewal. Now, 60 days before my move out date, my apartment sent a lease renewal for the renewal rates and the contract moving forward. And on this contract was a 20% increase on my monthly rate. Now, my initial response was absolutely not. There is no way I can make that happen. That's crazy to jump that much in a single month payment. And I just kind of jumped to the, all right, I gotta find a new place to live. But once I let the emotions play out and let that fear subside, I was able to weigh out the pros and cons of where I live now and the process of moving. Moving is always a pain. It's challenging to find a new spot. I love the area and the location that I'm at. I really enjoy my neighbors. I'm in a great place right now. I have to say, my only complaint was my washer and dryer. My washer was very noisy, but I'll get back to that. So, along with this decision and weighing out all of the different things that it would take to move, I came to this realization that I could either spend 2 months trying to move and find somewhere cheaper, or I could spend 2 months finding a way to generate that difference in income. Now, this to me was super expansive, and it was a choice. I finally felt like I had choice. My initial response, I felt like I was being pushed out and it wasn't my choice to leave. But when I took that choice back, so many things changed. And just realizing that I can either put myself literally into a smaller box and live within these boundaries and these constraints that I had made up in my head, or I can rise and grow into this bigger box that was presented to me, which was this new cap of what I would be paying each month. Now, my response and this change of mindset did not happen immediately. I think it was a few days and just kind of, again, letting those emotions run through, letting fear play out, and then just sitting with what do I actually want? Where do I want to live? What are the choices that I want to make in this moment? And that just felt so much better. It's amazing that once I made that decision and once I entertained that idea of, well, maybe I can stay. Maybe I can generate the difference in income and it won't be a big deal. It was amazing to see the opportunities that then started to come through. It was that week after I made that decision that, no, I'm going to stay in my home for at least another year and find different ways that I can grow into this space. And that's when I was presented with a new job opportunity. It's just amazing the other things that have clicked since deciding that I was going to expand instead of contract and go somewhere that in my mind I could afford. And this leads me back to the washer and dryer. So not only did a job come through, which provided a whole lot of stability for me, but I was able to talk my leasing office down a little bit on the monthly rent. They were able to come down where they could. It's a, you know, a large corporate company that makes most of the decisions, so there wasn't too much wiggle room, but the leasing office was amazing and they did what they could. And they also replaced my washer and dryer with a brand new unit that had just came in, and I couldn't be happier. And I just am struck by these things that had been frustrating or my biggest complaints about where I live. They suddenly changed too. And it's the perfect place for me right now. And that those two things, a new job and my main complaint of a washer and dryer, a brand new unit came in that same week after I decided that I'm going to grow into this space. I'm going to choose where I live. And it's not what happens from the outside world. It's the reaction that I choose to have. And I also learned that you don't have to have the perfect reaction right away. My initial reaction was out of fear. It was out of, I don't see how this is going to happen. And that was okay to let that happen on its own. I think that's just like the primal survival brain that is trying to take care of you. And once that emotion and that survival calms down, you can see things differently and choose how you're going to respond. This reminder to not let fear run the show also reminded me of what led me to Colorado in the first place. And it was stepping through fear of the unknown to choose the life that I wanted to live. And for me, that was mountains and sunshine. That was being more in nature and exploring more. And so it was just a good reminder almost a year later that fear doesn't get to dictate and hold me back from where I want to be and the life that I want to live. And the opportunities will follow. It's that trust in the moment that things will line up. So I hope that you found that interesting. There was a little something that stood out to you. There's been a lot of lessons that I've been learning lately, but that's been the biggest one and the one that was just really fun. Even the seeming magic and coming together of them going, oh, you don't like your washer dryer? Let's fix it. And now I have one that isn't like a freight train, super loud, and it's brand new. It's amazing. I hope you're doing well, and thank you for your patience as I figure out my new rhythm now that I am working a full-time job. I still have some great interviews that I've done that I will be releasing. I'm just a little bit slower with the process now that I'm balancing my creative life with my work life, and episodes are still coming out though. I hope you're doing well and taking care of yourself. We'll catch you next time on another episode of Defining Roles.